Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still
That sometimes is the opening song, but tonight we open with Shout Even Shy singing Jay Hatter's poem, putting it to music. And both of them are members of Outlaw Poetry, and Jay Hatter's with us tonight. He's part of a team of voices as well as I am. And they're bringing you this lovely production this evening. We got some great poetry ahead of us. We're going to be talking about... what are we talking about? Resolutions and unresolutions, not resolving them, you know, being close to New Year's, you know, that's kind of where my brain went, or my friend's brain actually went there, but we dragged it around and decided it would make a decent topic to rant on about. It's just one of those things, you know, and in business speak, you know, what do they call that? Setting goals. So however you relate to it, it doesn't necessarily have to be New Year's resolutions. It's just one of those things that, you know, kind of set yourself up or not. You know, sometimes you actually achieve these things, which is, you know, it kind of feels like a rare thing, but I imagine it happens more often than not. But, you know, the things that stick with us are the times that we don't do it, you know, and we feel worse about it and fall into that emotional pit. But who have I got with me? CP, are you still there?
Yes, I am. We have.
Okay, that is my...
Hatter.
I was going to give you a little better than CP is still there introduction, but.
Well, I'm glad you know who's here. Thank you.
Oh, all three on the phone. Did somebody call a board meeting? Anyway,
yeah.
I figured I didn't really peruse the content of the other ones, but I know the one that I dropped or Pretty Bird dropped it for me would make a good one to start with. So if you guys want to jump right in, or if you want to talk about what you think about resolutions. Some people, I guess, look at them a little sarcastically rather than actual goals. And some people, actually treat them like, something that they hope to accomplish. That's one of the funny things about it, I think, because sometimes, people get a little unrealistic. I'm going to marry a millionaire, or I'm going to marry, a Playboy centerfold, or, whatever runs through some people's heads. I'm going to be a rock star. I'm going to be an astronaut. And, they sound like they're achievable goals. Obviously people, there are astronauts, so, that is achievable, but, when you're little, you don't realize, what's involved sometimes in these goals that we set for ourselves. And if they're too unrealistic, you kind of, become deflated and stop trying sometimes, because it's like, I could never do what I set out to do. Or and some people are cruel enough to actually rub your nose in that. It's like, yeah, they talk about marriages and discussing finances with your spouse. How many times does money come into it? Oh, yeah, you were going to be a millionaire by the time you were 30. Ha ha. Let's move the trailers and change our zip code. It's funny sometimes. Anyway, I find humor in everything, and that's why my mind is a little warped. What do you think of resolutions? Did you bring everyone on the line, I imagine. AP, you're a good one to talk about goals. You're in the business world. How you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you. I sort of think about resolutions because that's sort of what boards do. We just resolve things and then other people go away and do them. So we're sort of heavily into the resolution frame, if that makes any sense. So if you're sort of below resolutions, then you sort of got a bit of a problem. But I can give you a great story about a young boy who was an Australian who did end up going to space down the track, talking about resolution.
I'd love to hear it.
So
I'm all about the space.
There was a scientist in Adelaide called Andy, and he was accepted in 1992 to be an astronaut, but in order to do that, he had to become an American, because at the time he was an Australian. And so he went and got all the stuff done, became a US citizen, and ended up flying four space flights on the space shuttle, which is kind of funky. The only Australian ever to do so, Andy Thomas, and is still around to talk about it in Adelaide. So
that's pretty awesome.
It's wonderful. Yeah, you can do some wonderful things. And sometimes just some people, because of hard work and amazing dedication, actually do become astronauts, even if they are Australians in Adelaide.
And he had to become an American citizen because Australia doesn't have a space program, I'm guessing?
We don't have a space program? No. We occasionally throw little bits of money at the space program to look at stars out in the middle of nowhere. But no, we don't have a meaningful space program at all, Rack.
Okay.
It costs a lot of money, and you're actually talking about resolutions and commitment. You have to be at it for 20, 30 years and actually, commit to it.
Yeah. It's an interesting story. Thank you. I like little. I kind of recognize the name. I don't know Adelaide. It's not a common name. So, Andy Adelaide.
Yep.
I probably heard it before, but I never knew the story behind it. That was cool. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm barely doing, but I'm doing.
Rack?
Yes.
Sweet.
Do you want to hold off on Pretty Bird? I think she said she might try to call.
Well, I mean, you know, there's always that possibility, but I don't think she's got a poem. She put my poem up.
She put both.
Oh, did she?
Yes. I don't think she posted her own poem, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
but there's always the possibility that she might pull.
She did post a poem. She posted yours and her, and one for herself.
There you go.
Yeah, yours
I definitely want to hold off on hers, but you know, give her a chance to possibly recuperate whatever's going on over there, and you know, we'll see
but
what happens.
Yours is not ready to go.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're getting bored with my talking. Sounds like you're getting bored with my talking, Sal.
I am getting bored with you, dude. I'm telling you what, I was ready to listen to poetry and ready to run and, you know, I want to hear what you're all about.
I have been described as a pungent, so can't deal with that for very long.
We need that drum. Ba-dum-bum.
Well, Deb, did you have any resolution stories you wanted to share, or did you just want to jump into the poetry?
I don't know. Mine are usually just corny little things where you try not to eat chocolate because, like, I pretty much try to do what I can, pay it forward, you know, all that happy stuff. And my resolutions are more like pep talks. Remember, the glass is half full and smiles are contagious and, you know, you blow sunshine and hope.
I did
have fun with the poem, though, and I incorporated a couple of things that probably only Sweet will get, but that's okay. So, it's all cool.
You know, you mentioned the resolutions. I was going to pick on Sweet for that, too. You know, she'll probably be able to tell you how, you know, the Catholics, you know, resolve to give up vegetables for Lent or something like that. You know, those resolutions that are like, you know, half a resolution and cheating, you know.
That's
I'm
like,
not going to have
on Good Friday, the point wasn't to everybody to run out to a fancy seafood restaurant. It was to do without something for the day, and it got out of hand. And resolutions are the same way. You know, if you resolve to be the best you can be every day, and you don't have to worry about resolutions. Just say
it. All right, Sweet. If you got the poem up there, we might as well, because that'll generate a slightly different path of discussion, I think.
All right. Well, you're up, and I'm ready to press go. All right. There I go.
Resolve by Raconteur. You kept my tears as souvenirs, played upon my darkest fears. Held my heart in contempt, used me till I was totally spent. Yet I continued to come back for more, no matter how many times you slammed the door. I only wanted to be held by you. Nothing mattered till I knew how you really felt inside. It was then I finally cried. Your indifference in the open, unable to hide. The nature of your deception, even your body lied. You never cared what I was about. My desires meant nothing, held no clout. All that mattered, you got your way. I was never meant to have my say. Emotions you wouldn't let come into play. It all ends today. End poem.
So the thought behind that was kind of with every resolution, and kind of comes a solution. So that was more along the solution line, I guess, you know, outlining the problem and addressing the issue.
There you go. Time to just, you know, take care of you. It's all right. I like it. Think it's good. It's really good, actually. You know, I only want it to be held by you. Nothing matters till I knew. The nature of your perception, even your body lies. It all ends today. There you go. Resolution done. Enjoy it. I have no more of you. Wipe your hands of it. Go into the new year. Have a holly jolly life this year. Have a shot kiss of the idea at midnight. I kind of liked it. It was a great poem. All right. Hatter, what do you think?
I wasn't able to follow. I'm sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. Miss Stephanie, tell me what you think of the man of the hour here.
Yes. Rock, this one, man, what was it? 4, 5, 6? Less than a dozen words, and I was like, geez, you start off with a bam. You kept my tears as souvenirs and played upon my darkest fears. I just, that hits. And then you strum the heartstrings on the way through the rest of the read. But the thing is, at the end, emotions you wouldn't allow to come into play, it all ends today. You got to stomp your foot and mean it when you say that, and that's the hard part. But this is an awesome brevity.
Thanks, Deb.
And thank you.
Did you call me, Swag?
I did call you, sir.
Excellent. Well, I was sort of thinking this poem was a bit like the Philadelphia Eagles today. It was a bit sort of slow to start and a bit murky and just had to sort of get it going. But then when the sort of offense got going and sort of started trampling a little bit of the defense, it actually came up trumps. Rack, I really liked it.
Thanks, Sophie.
Awesome comment.
You're welcome.
Drafted by the Eagles.
It was awesome. The end was like, ah, but it was great. In the hunt.
Yeah. It's just one of those things, you know. I mean, when you're faced with whatever, you have to figure out what you're going to do. You can't just roll over and die. At least that's how I look at it. So,
no. Absolutely. I agree.
So I think Kay dropped the poem if you want to put that one up, but she needs someone to read it if one of you ladies would like to help.
That's why we have sound cards for that.
Oh, did she?
Wait, what?
Sorry. Never mind. I'm reading something wrong. Don't worry about it. It happened. I'm not as together.
Cool.
Pretty good. As much as I'd like to be, I'm not. I'm in a... Deb, would you like to take this?
Sure.
All right. There she is on the floor for you.
As I find the room, there is. Okay. All right, now this photo is from me, and this is one of her poems that's on one of my lists. And it's called Frozen Elegance by Kay. And here we go. Awkwardness is trying to reconnect with life. Even though you did, the snow turned into rain. Time decided it was the end of winter's tale. Did the frozen ever really love? Or were the tears wept, made of ice? I can't think of you without the other. Snow is like magic. The white stillness blanket. Saying goodbye to the old. Ringing in the new. Just become dizzying. New Year's is just another day. to let in carries no magic, only grief. Though you trace my mind. Moonlight masquerade as glimmering shine stopped existing in departures. Turning cold winter days icy, brighten up days for a moment. I thought I was given a new life, only to be thrown back in perpetual winter. The stroke of midnight I ignore, making merry through the month of December. Come New Year's, I can't. Through the masquerade ball of life and glimmering beauty, moonlight renewals of a new year, remind of the losses. Saying goodbye to another year, saying hello to another, carries weight in the dark because it's another year without you. Icy teardrops fall, the glowing beauty of promise in the new year reminds me that no matter where I go in life, my heart longs to go back to yesterday before grief changed the elegance of bringing in the new. Sorry about that, losing my voice. And boom.
Wow. That's something. I mean, I love the emotion in this. It's really beautiful. And tying it to the winter and the icy feelings, you know, that's clever, but you know, it still carries that note of sadness, because I mean, in my brain, you know, there's not much difference between the rain and the snow. They're both still, you know, wet, you know, although the snow is colder and you know, chillier. Rain isn't much of an improvement in my brain, so there's still that note of sadness even at that point in her life, it sounds like. So I mean, obviously the sorrow of not having that person around is the main message, but I mean, the way that she describes it is fantastic. The feelings that she goes through, really, I really enjoyed this, Kay. This is beautiful. As painful as it is, I mean, obviously it's not a happy poem, but you know, I can feel the emotion and the sadness in it, and even the longing of not having that person around, because you're talking about the weather changing and the ending of one year and the beginning of another, which is supposed to be happy, but it's kind of tainted. And all beautiful thoughts that you bring to this. This is great. Hatter, what'd you think?
Looks like you dropped.
Sweet. How'd you like it?
I love it. I mean, Kay just has a way with her words. I love actually the title, Cruising Elegant. There's something about elegance and the word elegance I like. I mean, prose and elegance just kind of adds a different dimension to it. I do like saying goodbye to the old, meaning the new has become busy. I don't know how to even say that word. Busy in. New Year's is just another day to let you in, carry through magical grief, where you trace my mind. Moonlight masquerades of glimmer and shine. It's just another day. It's just another day in the life. It's kind of unique. For me personally, kind of read that when you think about it. Because New Year's comes, and then for me, it's a new birthday. So it's like, bam, bam. You have a new year, you have a new year. So, I mean, what is so special about New Year? Why do you make it such a big deal to change everything and go through and you know, and I go through all of that again and again, you know, and then you go right into spring, the renewal of spring. So any day of the year can be a new, you can reinvent and become. So I kind of like her ask, her perception and how she looks at that. So I really enjoyed this.
Yeah. Great comment. Sweet. You already put it on a list, Deb. What'd you think? I'm sure you already commented too, for that matter.
Oh no, that's cool. This has a gold award. It's been a front page pick. And aside from my poem or my comment, since I have already given it, it was an honor to read it for her, and the feel and her words and stuff pulled me in, so it was an easy read. But what really struck me, and I remember it from the very first time when she read it, is that this came from a photo from a white New Year's Eve ball. And it's just, you know, you see a picture with a cool mask on, a candle, and the table set, and this is this. It inspired this, and I know that she wrote to this photo more than once. So you just never know. They say that, you know, cliche, a picture's worth a thousand words. So I say nowadays it's worth a million. But yeah, I was extremely impressed with what she pulled from that photo, what it evoked in her.
Yes.
I didn't already say it. It was an honor to read it out for her.
Yeah, I like that thought too, because, you know, like you say, the things that it evokes in you, you know, you look at it and you feel one way, and, you know, to her it's a reminder of the things that she's missing. You know, some people, you know, look at things, you know, the whole glass half empty, half full sometimes, but sometimes it's beyond even being half empty and half full. Sometimes it's just about, you know, that ache that kind of trumps everything. It's beyond that, and, you know, to be reminded of that, you know, I sometimes even in clinical situations, when people ask about, you know, how you feel about that, it's like, really, you want to force me to go through that again? You know, it's like you want to talk about this and drag it out of me and just, you know, kind of egg me on with it, you know? It's
yeah,
one of those
yeah.
things. It's really psychological. Sorry.
it's those sad things that you need trigger warnings for sometimes. Rack, I just wanted to tell you Hatter's back. So now it's back to
awesome.
You and the board.
And me.
On.
I'm muted. AP, what'd you think of Kay's piece?
Yeah, look, I haven't read this one before, and it is a beautiful set of reflections. It is quite melancholy in the sense that there's a sense that she's looking back with a degree of fondness, and certainly there's sort of. That's sort of a nice thing to do. It's sort of a comforting thing to do. But I sort of, what's the right word? It's not something I do. I don't look back. I just look forward. I can't help it. I'm relentlessly looking forward. And so I sort of like the idea of somebody drawing me back to things, thinking back. But it feels sort of strange. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on, for me, I think, on the loss that you're talking about, because, you know, she could be missing the person because they're no longer in her life, not because they left her anything
that?
Like that.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, anyway. Deep emotional piece. Thank you, Kate. Hatter, did you hear the comment, or did you disappear, drop before?
I commented to it before. I could.
Okay.
Yeah, I've written "Waiting Those That Stain the New." You know, facing the new day. Yeah, I wasn't able to follow, but I reread it. It's nice done.
Thanks, Hatter. I neglected to ask AP, are you in a time crunch? Did you want to read next?
No, I sort of sat around for a little bit longer than I normally do, but I do have to disappear shortly, so if that's okay.
You wait for Dad
to
read
those?
So if that would be okay.
Yeah. I'm sure Dad is fine with
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay, well. my one's
it's all good. I'll wait till after him.
Is that okay, Jeff? Is that okay, Jeff?
Okay,
thank you. I've wasted some mornings biting my fingernails watching the Philadelphia Eagles, which was silly. But anyway, this is a more technical write on the process of resolutions rack. So bear with me, and it goes. a little bit like this. Our goals are not specific enough. In business, we are seeking an outcome. There must be many, have stretch and be tough, while not seeing being pedantic or dumb. And so we set ourselves a goal to turn outcomes into KPIs and hopefully have the deal signed whole before too much of the year flies. Yet indicators are not worth zip if they are not measures in place for each, and many a good plan left to trip if you don't know where to go off and reach. So in the midst of all of this, what of people and their resolutions is unsurprising that most people miss. Just don't look to business for solutions. End poem.
Oh, I love the line that you mentioned, you know, about the measures for the indicators. I mean, that's so brilliant and so true, because, you know, how do you know where you are if you don't have a way to measure it? You know, they talk about these intangible things sometimes that just are, you can't tell if you're making progress or headway or not. And, you know, that turns into one of those things. And, you know, business solutions are usually based on, you know, money, or, you know, it's not just the goal. It's like, you know, well, that's why we're in business. We need to have the doors open tomorrow. We need to make money. So, you know, it's not always the most practical solution that's involved either. It's, you know, what can we get away with? What's legal? So, you know, that is a very, very slippery slope to go down, is to try and mirror the way business handles it. It's business, you know, it's really scary sometimes, you know, the procedures and policies that people put in place. And it's like, it always, to me, comes back to that question, that, and I don't even know, you know, where I've gotten it from, and this is probably an amalgamation of different ones, but, you know, do you want the cheapest, or do you want the best? You know, it's like sometimes the money doesn't matter. You know, people talk about, you know, I'll travel to Australia to try this meal because the chef is supposed to be amazing, mm-hmm. and yet, you know, they won't go, you know, a couple of blocks to go out on a date. You know, someone has to be within a 5-mile radius. It's like, you know, well, which is right more to you, satisfying your stomach or your love life? You know, it's crazy thought sometimes. The priorities that people put on the problems that they're facing, which, you know, don't necessarily have to be problems, you know. Again, that goes back to point of view too. I enjoyed the piece, AP. That was great.
Thank you.
What'd you think, Deb?
I think it's pretty cool. You know, the part I like the most, indications are not worth zip if there are not measures in place for each, and many a good plan left to trip if you don't know where to go off and reach. It's like the best laid plans, or the plans might look pretty on paper, but if you don't know how to implement them, they're not going to do you a whole lot of good. And if you're – where's the other thing I thought I saw – hopefully they sign the deal before too much time goes by, and maybe they start realizing that they'd be banging their heads if they don't do it in a certain way. But I like the ending too. It's unsurprising that most people miss. You just don't look to business for solutions. I thought this was really clever that you took it to the business aspect rather than the personal, although you can relate in both cases.
Well, what I think is funny too is that, you know, people sometimes run their love lives like a business. You know, what are you bringing to the table? What are you offering? You know, I mean, there's that parallel too. It may be, you know, a business right per se, but, you know, it's definitely a little more than that. And, you know, that's, again, another thing I appreciate about the way AP writes. Great comment, Deb. Thank you. Thank you. Hatter, what'd you think?
Out of your conversation a little earlier here, it's what we give ourselves in comfort that describes a resolution. So it's the hardest thing to give up because we treat ourselves to it.
Yes.
Yeah, like AP was saying, the biggest lie to tell is the one you tell yourself.
Yes.
And you believe that, Hatter? No, I'm kidding.
I do. Besides the point of a little hypocrisy, yeah, the biggest lie you can tell is the one you tell yourself. I mean, if nobody saw you do it, it didn't happen, that don't cut it. And better to ask forgiveness than permission, that don't cut it either.
Yeah.
So, AP, I know you're in a really big hurry, and I know, Deb, you want to read, but I have a poem about AP, so I could read it real quick.
Oh, cool. I'll stick around.
That works.
Not going anywhere.
Okay. Well, it has a line in it about you. It kind of is about everybody, but my New Year's resolution
okay.
for AP.
I wonder what it could be.
Okay. The New Year for Sweet Pea. To be kind every year, sweet smiles and cheers. I will not pass dying puppies on the road, stop stepping on hopping, spotted toes, not to start a fire with gasoline in a forest as dry as a green. Won't yell at drivers who drive too slow, promise not to tap on my brake, or get upset at AP about a snake. I giggle at rats and ponds, love him blindly as his mouth does run. I swear no dragon eyes for Deb's picture-perfect poetry, no teasing Wayne to come over and marry me. Can't promise to my neck or steal angel's wings, but the bird and I will continue to misbehave, and Jay Hatter will, well, those words I cannot say. In poem.
That was awesome, sweet. Oh my God!
I made a New Year's resolution.
Never gonna let you live those snakes down, AP.
Not me. Don't look at me.
Oh.
That's doing a poem, though, didn't it?
I've been working on that back and forth all day, but I finally finished it. So I'm glad you were around tonight. There you go.
The ending was perfect, too. That rocked, sweet.
Thank you.
You really shed your skin on that one.
Ooh. Very nice.
I'm sorry.
Very nice.
You got me.
You know I love to tease you. Hatter, you want to comment for Sweet Pea?
Yeah, this is great. Putting everybody in the right. Yeah, AP upset with AP about his snakes. I just gotta read it. Pretty Bird and I continue to misbehave. Jay Hatter, well, those words I cannot say. Wonderful ending. Whoa. Thank you.
I think Wayne got the worst of it. You know, he can't come over and propose anymore.
Won't stop him.
No, I said I won't tease him.
The AP comments, if you go back to work.
Yes, please, AP, if you will.
I thought it was really sweet. Sweet, I really did. I thought that it was kind of nice that it had the sort of snakes in it. I think that was really fun. I would have given you extra points if you'd put a goanna in as well, because I thought that would have been sort of, you know, that gets bonus round. But, you know, we didn't, you know, have the goanna, which was a shame. But I'm sure that we can, you know, work that out next time.
I'll work it in some at another time, yes. I don't know how to spell that, but I'm sure you'll teach me.
AP, Iguana, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Rack, it's been fun. I've enjoyed. And have a great rest of your show. And we will no doubt be talking.
Take care, my friend.
Okay, thanks. And talk soon.
Good night, AP.
Okay, bye.
AP.
Deb, that puts the mic in your hands. Whenever you're
back in tour.
Well,
All right, I'll take it. Thank you, thank you. And I am on my way to the board. I was putting Sweet's poem on my list, and I'm running back there, running back there. There it is. Okay, so my poem is called I Will, I Won't, I Do, I Don't, But I Resolve to Try. And here we go. No chocolate bars or soda pop. They're fat-building calories, filled with sugar and carbonation, triggering lungs to wheeze. Eat vegetables and fruit, drink water, and exercise. Stand and hold the chin up, and never swallow the lies. Share more smiles, and weep less. Laugh at the ache from the pain. My sweet tells me to check my palms, so the eyes see no blood stain. Sweet said that if jerks talk crap, grab the toilet paper roll, wipe it, then flush it, washing that shit down the drain. Wise. So, is Sweet an owl? Off now to pay it forward. If you and you and you too. Happy New Year.
That's awesome.
God.
I was hoping people would take it in a direction similar to that, you know, because the idea of the resolution sometimes seems so daunting, and some people take it very lightheartedly because at the end of the year, more often than not, it's like, you know, what was I thinking? Or, you know, and poking fun, yeah, sometimes it's a little ridiculous, you know, and sometimes as serious as you can get, you still look back and you laugh at it and you know, wonder what you were thinking. This is great, though. I mean, the whole last half of it sounded like it was an inside joke, but, you know, it was still amusing because, you know, who doesn't know what toilet paper is for? So you don't exactly have to know the whole story to get the joke. That was great. That was really great, Deb. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, Adam, my God, that's hilarious.
Mr. Chapeau, Hatter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I love
okay.
The lines. She put it in, share more smiles and weep less, laugh at the ache from the pain. I tend to do that if moving around, do something that causes me pain, I tend to laugh. I don't know why. Yeah, this is a great piece. Just that stuff, as you grow old, things start breaking down. You pay it forward, and you and you and you too.
Thank you,
Heather. And Sweet Pea, you get to pontificate. How did you like it?
Well, I personally love it. You know, you can't hold the crap in your hands like your ass is flushed. I mean, I'll do it. Oh, my God. People tend to hold on to it too long, man. It just gets all over your shirt.
Yeah.
And just take it and flush it. You can't hold on to it for too long. Just gotta let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, I was just going to say it was the most original advice on letting it go that I've had in a long, long time. I had to find a way to put it in the poem.
That was perfect.
Okay. And 13-year-olds say worse than the word shit, so I figure we were cool.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was probably like 8 or 9 sentences of basically wipe your ass and just shut, you know, flush the shit down the toilet. I'm sorry. Oh, God. She's probably like reading what I wrote her and she's like, what is wrong with that woman?
Sometimes you have to oversimplify things to understand them. So, you know.
Well, I can't deny that I had to read it twice. I'm like, WTF? And then I read it again, and I was like, okay, she's a whack, but she's got a point. So at this point, you know, I heard you, Sweet.
Yeah. I like when, you know, a prompt touches me like that. You know, it's like a joke running around looking for a punchline, or a punchline looking around for the joke, I should say, is what I meant to say. You know, and that worked out beautifully. Boom. You did a great job doing that, Deb. You know, I mean, you got the humor in there, but, you know, again, right, speaking right to my heart, you've got something that could be read, you know, as a joke, but, you know, there's real thought behind that and serious logic and wisdom behind it as well. So, you know, as much as you want to laugh, it's like, well, she's got a point. You know, it's like you could laugh, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're right. And that's what makes it great. Anyway. Heather, did you find something?
Yeah, I posted it up there.
Did you want to go next?
Yeah, but, sure, I can do that.
All right, let me go grab that out of here.
Okay, it's called
I
Promise Myself.
Hold on, I got to put you up there, baby doll. Not quite up there yet.
I thought he dropped it himself, he said. He dropped it.
Oh, he did. Never mind, he's up there. I'm like in the other room grabbing it, and he's already got it up there.
Well, the other room is where you're supposed to grab it. This room is for reading.
All right, Heather. I'm sorry, baby. Go for it.
Okay. I promised myself. Each year I say the stupidest things with good intentions and a liar, it seems. No more this, no more this, no more that, no more wonder, no more Cheshire cats. Those words will haunt through Easter is clear, the dumbest things I've said all year. I think I might have spoke out of turn. On January 1st, you'd think I had learned. On my gravestone, it will read that my desires are real and must be fed. Oh, must be read. On my gravestone, it will be read that my desires are real and must be fed.
I like the thought. I think you're a little harsh calling yourself a liar. You know, to me, it's more about the intentions. And, you know, they say the road to hell are paved with good intentions, but still, you know, I think the idea is the first step, you know. And sometimes you don't realize that it's unrealistic. You know, it sounds like something you can achieve, and you know, you put it out to the universe and you say it. And sometimes, you know, you surprise yourself. Sometimes you don't do it, but you know, I don't know. I think the effort is almost as good as achieving it, depending on what you're talking about. You know,
it's an epiphany to finally figure out how weak you really are.
Well, you know, the other thing too is you're rolling a deadline into it at the same time. It's like you're hoping to do it, so you don't do it today, so you might get it done a month from now. It's like people that are writing a book. It's like, I'm never going to finish this book. Well, you haven't finished it today, but you're not dead yet. You still might finish this book, just not today. You know, one of my favorite quips is like, you know, you said you'd do this 5 minutes ago. Oh, you said you do it in five minutes. I said I didn't say 5 minutes in a row. You know, it's sarcastic, but it's kind of still true. You know, the essence of it.
I think they call it a bucket list. They call it a bucket list.
Yeah. Emphasis on the B, my friend. You said bucket, right?
bucket list.
Yeah. Deb, can you comment for Hatta, Deb?
I can, but first, there's something really creepy about that photo, Hatter. It's freaking me out. I don't know why. Scary. I promised myself, and then I got this chill of doom with the photo. Man, oh, man. But I like no more this and no more that, no more wonder, no more Cheshire cats. No, say it ain't so. Those words will haunt through Easter, it's clear. The dumbest thing I've said all year. Oh, thank goodness is what I was saying. So I had fun while you were reading this one, Heather. And Polly, on my gravestone, it will be read that my desires are real and must be fed. And then it takes me back to that creepy photo in the beginning. So you got, this was like a tennis match in a brevity, because I was all over the place. Really cool.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Sweet Pea.
I've been looking at that creepy picture myself, Deb, and I'm trying to figure out if that's like the cross. I'm trying to figure out if the cross. It's the cross between the Grim Reaper taking Father Time combined with the nurse delivering the New Year's Eve baby.
Wow.
That's how I'm looking.
You make. I'm kind of glad I can't see it.
Really,
it's freaky stuff.
It's got like a nurse's hood on it, but it looks like the Grim Reaper underneath the robe. It's just like, come to me, I'm delivering
like,
the baby and taking the soul. I don't know.
Yeah, and then there's like a flying nun visor face, so you can't really see it.
Yeah.
It's creepy stuff.
Really? Yeah.
I'm
going to
go out and get
tattooed
on his leg.
Oh, God, it's weird. But, little Cheshire cat that needs to be fed. You know, you don't say dumb things all year. You will have wonder, you
don't
know, Cheshire cat. You don't say dumb things all year. Say dumb things throughout your lifetime. But with every dumb thing we say, we say, it's brilliant, amazing, funny. But nobody listens to us when we say those things. People aren't around. That's why I talk to myself most of the time. Because that's when I have the most brilliant conversations.
Yes.
But come to me, and I will feed you, and I will pet you, and I will make you pay. And life will be beautiful. So it will be full of wonder.
Thanks, Sweet.
You're welcome. And there's that cat.
Yeah.
Joy must not be home.
She actually is.
Well,
oh, the cat's starting to like
him. Unless she's looking for Joy.
Can we put in chains up next?
Let's see tonight. I would leave in chains.
Thank you.
And then the skinny bird doesn't show up, then Deb, you can leave the bird. Hope by Inchie. Somehow I will find a way to create the remains of a fallen rainbow, to nurse it back to life while dark drops of sadness seep in the gaps of my eyes. For I am but an outsider chasing shooting stars, stumbling over my own shoelaces, causing my ankles to scar. Somehow I will find a way to cradle the remains of a shattered hourglass, and piece by piece, when after wrists lock on quick release of sunlight, in a stormy sky shine down across the artist's landscape of snow-covered town where a ghostly angel haunts before wounds bleed from the mouths of yesterday's corpse. The sun below was when I was happy, and that's how I want to see it again, and in time I will. Oh, wow, what a beautiful photo. Sorry. That's just a gorgeous photo.
You know, that works great against Hatta's poem, I think, because she mentions hope and time. You know, that's, to me, speaks directly to the idea of what I was saying about putting that time limit on a goal. You know, it's like sometimes there's things that you hope to accomplish, and, you know, they take a little longer than you expect. So, but I mean, overall, the thought of you know, the achieving them, it can be very daunting too. She speaks, I just in such beautiful language sometimes. I really enjoy her work, and thank you for dropping that, Joe. This was absolutely gorgeous. So you read it. What'd you think?
Well, it's kind of what you say. You know, you can't ever lose that hope because you're still alive. You're still there. You know, my grandmother, when I would get upset about something, would always say to me, you know, it all will work itself out. And you know that because until it does, it's not over. But she'd always say that to me. You know, it'll all work itself out because it isn't over yet. So when it does, you know it's worked out. So I used to hate her for that. Just used to hate that thing. You know, all right, I get it. It'll work itself out, you know. So whatever problem I have, you know, always in my face that it'll all work itself out in the end because it isn't the end until it's worked itself out. Got it. Okay, got your proverb. Love ya. You know, but I hear that voice in my head all the time. So, you know, one cannot know darkness without light, and one cannot speak the light without being in the dark. So, you know, it'll happen. I truly believe that. I love the hope and the light in here.
Yeah. Deb, what'd you think?
Well, I think that, for one, I love the fact that the hope is there. But if you just look at the first line of each thing, somehow I will find a way to cradle the remains of the fallen rainbow. And just that word somehow gives that hope that she mentions in the title. And then in the next stanza as well, somehow I will find a way to cradle the remains of a shattered hourglass, and piece by piece, when after wrist locks on quick release with sunlight in a stormy sky. It's just somehow she just gave all kinds of power to the word somehow. And for a quick off the topic, somehow over the last handful of weeks, our friend Joe managed to go cold turkey and quit smoking cigarettes, and that's really, really hard, and somehow she got through it. So you go, Joe. That's awesome. Great brevity. Awesome share and comment.
The smoke cleared, huh? That's great. Hatter, you got can you comment for InChain, Joe?
Yeah, again, I love the way Joe's turned her poetry out of the cryptic a little more. But to finish what Deb was reading, stumbling over my own shoelaces, causing my ankles to scar. Yeah, that's a powerful line. There's nothing worse than your own defeatist within yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, all too often we are our own worst enemies. But, you know, somehow I think that, you know, her other rights aren't going to be as pretty. I should say as hopeful. But, you know, the darkness kind of finds its way. But, I mean, this is equally beautiful. Great piece, Joe. Is there anything you want to plug, Deb, show-wise? I know we got some stuff coming up on Thursday.
We're off tomorrow, so how about if you let Sweet tell us about Thursday, and then we'll tell you about Friday and Saturday? Or I'll just run my mouth. Friday night is New Year's Eve with Jay Hatter. And did I say New Year's Eve?
You did.
Christmas Eve with Hatter. And that's at 11 o'clock on Friday night. And then on Saturday, me and Hatter and AP will be there also at 11, and the topic is song parodies. So Merry Christmas, everyone, and my sweet.
The open poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, just come on by and let it go. Stop it. Stop it like a time. Have fun.
Is there any Stop other me. Pieces mm-hmm. I missed?
We've got one for Xylophonic Blue that I put on the board.
Xylophonic Blue?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could read that if you want, and then you could do Pretty Birds, and
Pretty Birds.
We will have done the whole
yeah.
thing. That works?
Yes, we will have done
Correct?
The whole thing. That works.
Yeah. Yeah, however you want to divvy up the read.
Okay. Well...
I know how to shy, but I want to give him a chance if he wants to read one of them. He's going to laugh at me.
Huh?
You could laugh at me, Hatter.
All right, I'll read what you need to read.
You want to read Xylophonic Blue?
That works.
No big words, other. Okay.
I don't know if there's anything.
No, not at all. Unconstrained respectability. There, got them all out. There's unshackled, barefoot, raspberry rain. Determination, untethered, fusions. Maybe I shouldn't.
I got you back. Don't worry about it, Hatter. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Deb.
Okie dokie. This is Resolutions. Unconstrained Respectability by Xylophonic Blues. And here we go. Purpose, unshackled, barefoot raspberry rain. Determination, untethered, fusion, meteoric charcoal sky. Declaration, unbound, foams, dragonfly, funneled seas. Diagnosis, unchained purple sage, Tyson Horizons. Deliverance, unfettered, eyes lapis lazuli blue, resolution, end poem.
Wow, it's just a beautiful journey he brought us on, I think. And, you know, the last line, you know, that word resolution, that's got, you know, a lot of meanings, especially when you're talking about envisioning something or achieving something, because you know, the resolution isn't just a solution; it's the focus of something. You know, I used to make that joke. You know, what's your New Year's resolution? 1024x768. You know, that's a nerd joke, but you know, if you're into computers, you'd get that. It's the sharpness of something. So. It's the culmination of all these things sometimes that you know, I guess tends to be the focus, and why sometimes we trip over ourselves trying to get there and worrying that we're not doing it in a timely fashion and everything else. You know, we thought enough about the situation to set it up as a goal and strive towards it. And when you don't reach it, you know, sometimes we place too much emotional investment in it, I guess, just trying to get there. It's like, you know, Sweet Pea's grandma says, you'll get there, it'll resolve when it resolves, you know. It's not something necessarily that needs to happen tomorrow, but, you know, it's one of those things that makes it feel more ominous and larger than it is, you know. I mean, like I said, it means enough to us sometimes to undertake that journey, but, you know, getting there, knowing that you'll achieve it, and you know, setting your mind towards it, I think is enough to get you there in the end. I really like this piece, Blue. This was beautiful and colorful, and you know, it sounds like I may not have actually hit the mark on my comment. So, Deb, what'd you think?
Unmuted.
Deb?
I'm sorry. No, I'm here. I'm like, did he say my name? I think that the purpose, determination, declaration, diagnosis, deliverance, the first word in each one put these images and feelings into your brain, and then he would expand on each one just a little, and he packed a lot of emotion into this brevity. And I looked at the author's notes at the bottom, and he says that they say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Chronicle your journey. Share some of those pesky resolutions that have eluded your past, present, or future. So,
he quoted the topic board.
Yeah, and I think that I think that it was a great share, and it was my honor to be his reader.
Thanks, Doug. Hatter, what'd you think?
Yeah, this is the five steps to for a resolution. How to do it. Sure.
Great comment, Hatter.
Great angle, yeah.
And Sweet Pea.
Well, I love the piece. It's just blue. I just really like the way he writes. You know, it's just very, focus, determination, declaration, diagnosis, deliverance. I like the way it is. And it just sets it up for you. This is what you do, how you do it. Do it with purpose, determination, declaration, diagnosis, and deliverance. And that's what happens. In business, it's like a SMART goal. This is how you do it. It's very business-like to me. It's very, how you set up a goal, how you achieve something. So I like it. It's just, to a point. So I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, he definitely went with chronicling his journey. I was kind of tongue-in-cheek on the topic board when I said, the road to hell, because, so people actually do achieve their goals. And I was chuckling to myself when I was saying it, because I meant it a little sarcastically, because, nobody really says, oh, I lost 30 pounds and gets the same reaction as someone that says, I was trying to lose 30 pounds. Everyone relates to that, because more often than not, we set these goals that are very realistic and reasonable, and then one thing or another gets in our way and we never do. And, that's kind of what I was thinking when I said that, it's not that they're unachievable. It's not that we're crazy. It's just that, something tends to happen. And more often than not, that's what we remember. It's not, I had resolved to get myself, out of debt by, next year. And, I managed to do it. It's like screwed up my credit report again. And there goes my credit score, I don't know. The universe kind of laughs at us sometimes, I think. And that's the humor I tend to see. But, I don't know. Maybe it's morbid. Maybe it's not. I guess the day that I stop looking at things that way, my life will change. Who knows? I resolve to look at life this. Oh, wait, I can't look. Anyway. Sweetie. Can you read? Can you read for our feathered friend?
I'm sorry to be rude, but I did just notice that there was a SoundCloud.
Oh, awesome.
For Freebird?
I don't even.
Yeah, I just loaded it as well, so just refresh.
All right, excellent. All right, there we go. Excellent. Come on now. Here we go.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em and be on your way by Pretty Bird. Last year's hangover, Morningstar blind without the ride of imbibing libations. Words bled dry in powdered thought, desiccated emotion won't rehydrate unsalted. And I just ain't in the mood. Should have had that drink, winning every battle lost in war I can't see. But scars burn deep, courting failure with fear. Why fight fate and altered perceptions that are all real enough to feel in a world where the only thing concrete is thought, bled dry, and last year's hangover?
She really embraced the idea of unresolved. To me, that speaks of I won't say the problem, but the thing that hangs the most over over our resolution sometimes is how much weight we put on achieving them, and the disappointment in ourselves when we don't. Sometimes they're unrealistic. Sometimes, we're our own worst enemy in achieving them. And sometimes, like I said, it's just that the universe just doesn't want us to get there. But, it can, and other times in many ways weigh on you. And to me, that's what she's speaking of, is, just the idea of, trying to do that and not being able to do whatever it is that you're talking about, whether it's a little goal or a big goal. They tend to loom the same, and that's another scary thing. Sometimes it's something that seems so insignificant, but the point isn't how significant or insignificant. The point to me is that that it matters, and that's why you set it as a goal. So it doesn't matter how big or how small it is, and that. Kind of why I think sometimes these achievements, weigh so heavily when we don't manage to accomplish them in that timely fashion, in that seemingly reasonable constraint that we tend to put on ourselves. I think along the lines of what Hatter said about, the truth to we tell, the lie that we tell ourselves, sometimes is harder on us than ourselves too. And that relates to this to me as well, because, I want to say her, especially my friend, she tries to, hold herself to a standard that's like, I won't say unrealistic, but like, really, you're going to go there. And then, when you don't do it, you're going to beat yourself up over it. It's like, you're kind of setting yourself up, but that's just me. Sweet Pea, what'd you think?
The fact that, she's still talking about last year's hangover and why we fight altered perceptions, and really, I like to put perception on it. Should have had that drink. We're all still in our last war, I think all the battles are the same if we don't conquer them throughout the year, and are we healed yet from the year before? I love the words rehydrated, unsalted, and scars burn deep. There's a lot of great metaphors in them.
Yeah. She's got a beautiful command of the language, and yeah, she comes up with some really beautiful metaphors. Thank you, sweet. Hatter, can you comment for Pretty Bird?
Yeah, last year's hangover morning star, blind without the ride of indicting libations. Sweet said, should have had that drink, winning every battle, lost in war. I can't see, but scars burn deep. It says something when your memory of the previous year was a hangover the day after. This is one of those where you take the first line of each stanza. Smoke 'em if you got 'em, last year's hangover. Words bled dry, should have had that drink. Why fight fate? Blood dry, last year's hangover. That's one reason I don't drink anymore.
That's a good reason.
Although I will be Saturday.
Thank you, Hatter. And Deb, you get the last word.
Awesome. Well, I think with words, like last year's time, and words bled dry. That those two words, that words led to I was like, damn. And then you think about the fact that there's not a whole lot of words there for you to really, really powerful love you. And like, I just lost my train of thought. I really hate when that happens. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. Sometimes it just gets to you, and you've got to sit down and have a drink. So, salute. It's nice to hear her voice, and pretty bird, get better. We miss you.
Well, we don't exactly know why it is that she couldn't make it. It's just that she couldn't make it. So, anyway, cool. I'd like to thank everyone that wrote for me tonight. Sweet and Hatter and Deb, and I'm sure you guys in the background prodded some of the other people. AP, Joe. Thank you very much for being the first one to drop, Joe. Don't think I didn't notice, and I appreciate it. Very much. And Blue, thank you for writing. I think I actually for once managed to catch everybody. I said AP, right? I said you, Sweet. And thank you, by the way, Sweet, for helping me run the studio and making me look good because, you know.
You're very welcome.
That's a tough job, but you managed. thank you, Deb, for making this possible. Thank you, Deb, for, making this possible on the show and the board and everything else. It's fun. I do enjoy it, but it's harder and harder to try and stay on top of stuff. So if you guys that have written for me, be patient. I will eventually manage to drop a comment at some point if I missed your name, I'm sorry, but I do appreciate everyone that wrote and everyone that would manage to call in and spend time. Time is precious and we don't get it back, and I think that's part of my idea of the focus of the new year, is because that's what it reminds me of, is that time is fleeting. And anyway, I enjoy the time that I get to spend with you guys on the radio and everything else, and it's been fun. So have a great night, everyone.
Thank you,
Rock. You rock. Have a great
night.
Love and respect,
good night,
everybody.
Love and respect, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who's got the button?